Realms of peril and glory will begin after these short messages.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
We'd like to thank our wonderful patrons, Gug the Goose, JJ and Gigi, and Richard Kreutz Landry for their support in making Realms of Peril and Glory possible. We would not be able to make this show without their support. And if you'd like to join these fabulous people and help keep us going, then maybe consider heading over to patreon.com/lightandtragic to support the show. You can get ad-free listening, bonus shows, and a lot more great stuff. So maybe consider it. And we'll see you at patreon.com/lightandtragic. Welcome one and welcome all back to Realms of Peril and Glory. My name is Zachary Fortescom, and I will be your game master today. Joining me are three magnificent players, starting with Naomi and going around clockwise. Please, could you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Naomi, and I'll be playing Free Card Monty, the chicken nugget wizard from the estate.
Hello there, I'm Pip Gladwin, and I will be playing former P Division Inspector Declan Buchanan, the...
professional sad boy.
Yeah.
And hi, I'm Liz Campbell. I'll be playing Mags Holt, the American werewolf in Brixton.
Yeah, you are.
You guys did a really good job with your introductions.
We, as always, are playing Liminal by Paul Michener, which you can buy a copy of if you head down to the link in the podcast description. Last we left off, our characters were chasing one Chief Inspector Marcus Wesley, who was linked to the supposed death of one Flora Waldron, who they are investigating the untimely death of in relation to to the Extreme Witch. Thank you. Before we hop straight back into the action, we have, as always, a London fact for you. London fact.
So I was thinking about lost things this week because I missed the train to get here tonight. And did you know that since the lost things department for the tube opened 89 years ago, 15 million things have been lost, including 920 gloves were lost in the year 1901.
What? Why? Why?
Very so many specific. Gloves.
Yeah.
Is that a lot more than other years?
It was the year that they have a really good record of the year stuff that was lost in that year, including 564 umbrellas, 44 necklets, and fur necklets, and 14 muffs. But as far as lost things go, I think this is the winner. And this was an advert placed in the paper in 1916 for a $1 reward. A bag was lost in Bermondsey containing two sandwiches, brackets, alleged ham, powder puff, chip ointment box of rouge, three chocolates, 10 shillings worth of penny stamped in an envelope marked not to be used except in connection with the firm's business. And someone, this is the bit that got me because this is like the worst secretary's day ever. A wax impression of a safe key and also a wax impression of a strong box key.
Oh no.
Which is like leave that off the advert.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd be like, no, it's okay. Thanks.
Oh, no.
Nice.
So yeah, don't leave stuff on the tube.
Oh, I wonder what happened to that. I wonder.
Can I just say, I'm really proud of all of us, because during that very interesting London fact, Naomi said the word muff, and none of us laughed.
I'm being very professional today.
Very shocking. We've agreed that after last episode, which got a little bit leery, that we're going to be more professional today. Yes. And I would really love listeners to note the difference of precisely zero.
And you can actually tweet at us if you feel like we're being unprofessional. Mm. And we'll take demerits. And 10 demerits, yes, we've been the whole show.
Where can they tweet you? Where can they tweet us?
At RealmSpot on Twitter.
Yes.
Let's go! Professional!
Let's go. So, Declan, you find yourself face to face with the barrel of a gun. One Marcus Wesley staring you down. What are you doing?
Just as a reminder, how close to each other are we?
You are at the front of the bus. Yep. He is at the bottom of the stairs towards the double deck.
So there's a decent...
There's a I would say probably about like 6 feet between
us. 6 feet between us.
But a clear shot.
Okay. I put my hands up. Not defensively, but in a kind of, you know... All right, Marcus. Obviously you're serious.
You're following an officer of the law, Buchanan.
Hey, you got a license for that?
I'll produce my paperwork at the station.
Sounds great. Let's all just head on back to the station and have a lovely conversation, shall we? How's that sound?
If you'd like to go in cuffs, you're more than welcome.
I mean, if it's get shot or have some cuffs put on, then yeah, great. Put me in cuffs.
I'll
stick my hands out crossed like I'm I'm about to accept some cuffs from him.
Okay.
Some tourist at the back takes a picture.
Yeah, yeah. There are genuinely tourists on this bus taking photos. Okay. When the gun was drawn, there was a oh no, a gun from the Canadians.
The Americans are like, shit.
Oh, they're serious, huh?
Closed carry.
Naomi, you look like you wanted to do something.
Yeah, I would like to burst through the doors, like the little asshole I am. and say...
Go on.
Yeah, but what do you want to do in the game, Naomi?
Fuck you, Pip Gladwin. I would like to burst through the doors... like the little asshole I am.
Yes.
And I would like to point at him and say, "You kill Flora!" And then I will look at the rest of the bus and I'll say, seeing that there's a lot of people with like phones and shit out, I'm gonna say, "Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. It's our wonderful murder mystery tour add-on. You've been chosen."
Holy fuck. Holy fuck.
Can I just say, I had the same idea, but I was like, that's not a Declan move. That's not a Declan move to try and...
I also thought
you might run in and do that. I was like, I don't want to take that from you. That makes way more sense for Monty to do.
Holy fuck. Mags, before I make them do any rolls, are you doing anything?
I mean,
you're behind me, right?
Yeah, well, I assume Monty has just barged forth, so I think I'm at the door of the bus. Mm. And this has just happened, so what's going on?
Are you gonna back me up? Or are you gonna look nonplussed?
what do you think?
I live in hope.
From how Megs has been this mystery, what do you think their reaction is going to
be? From how people who are not your family members tend to respond to you. What do you think? Probably gonna be nonplussed.
I think everybody is really into whatever I do at all times.
Okay. I'm going to call for two rolls here.
Yep.
I'm going to call for a charm from Monty. And I'm going to call for, I'm going to say either I'll give you a choice of three, Declan. I'm going to give you taunt, streetwise, or rhetoric. Which one do you want to use?
Streetwise, please.
Okay. Please roll it for me. I know that's not strictly streetwise's definition, but I think, I think in this situation, I'll let it go. I'll give it to you.
Can I use streetwise?
No, you may not. Okay. No, you may absolutely not.
It's not a good roll from me. It's a 7.
Mine's an 8.
Well, Okay.
Okay. Here's what happens. Monty.
Yes. It's a very serious sugar.
Behind Marcus Wesley, you see a few tourists go, oh, and start to applaud.
Yeah!
And start to applaud.
Nice.
Declan, you see Marcus drop a hand from his pistol and reach for something in his jacket pocket.
Mm-hmm.
It's a second gun.
It's a second gun. What would you like to do? What are any of you doing as you see this happening? Is there anything different happening? Are you going to stop him from going for something in his pocket? Split second decision here.
No, I'm gonna start walking towards him with the hands placed where they are, assuming that he's either two things in Declan's head. One, he's going for the cuffs and that's fine. Two, he's going for something else and I'll be closer to him when it comes out.
Okay.
I don't think, in Declan's head, he's like, I don't think he's going to shoot me in front of all these people. He might, but let's go. I'm not moving fast. I'm just hands out like I'm accepting some cuffs and I just start walking towards him.
I'm going to get on the bus, but calmly, because clearly something's happening, but I'd like to be on the bus.
Can I prep the crowd in this moment?
Describe to me what you mean.
So as he reaches, I say, ooh, what's the villain gonna do? Everybody say boo.
as one, the group of about five American tourists go,
no, all Canadians, please. We need representation.
Yeah.
No, it's just a bus of Canadians.
So there's a group of about five Canadians who you know are Canadians because all of their various wares are adorned with Canadian flags.
Yeah.
I don't know how else you identify people from other countries, Zach, but I just look for the recognizable markings that they wear on their clothes.
Oh,
like
Canadians love a flag.
Canadians, genuinely, we wear flags all the time.
Oh, okay.
That's how you know we're not Americans.
Oh, I don't know any Canadians,
and,
so
that's... Oh, weird. Anyone listening in Canada will go,
yeah.
Yes, the sign of my people. Bag with a patch with the Canada flag on it. A full shirt that says
American.
Canada
Great.
On it. Roots, beaver stuff.
So many beavers.
100%.
Love it.
As a lesbian, I get behind that.
Ow! They go, boo! And that's cool. So he is pointing the gun. He reaches into his jacket pocket. He's clearly doing something with whatever's in his pocket.
Right.
He then reaches out of the pocket, empty-handed, and then reaches behind him.
Great.
And you hear the jingle of cuffs start. And he is going to, still with his weapon in one hand, start to put the cuffs on you.
Great.
I would like to attack him immediately.
I feel like I'm. Do we want to roll off? Because I'm also doing the same thing.
Sure.
Sick.
If you're gonna do it, I'm not gonna do it.
Cool.
It's your turn.
Let me try, and then when it doesn't work, save me.
Well, why don't we all roll for whatever they call it?
It's Decky Boy's show, so I think he should get to go first, but...
If you want some kind of roll from me to see if he's convinced that I'm actually coming quietly? Because that's kind of what I'm attempting to put out there.
No.
Okay.
I think you kind of gave that up by chasing down a tourist bus in the middle of London.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I think...
Yeah.
Okay, awareness checks from everyone. I will tell you what you're aiming for. You're aiming against his awareness. What's everyone got?
9.
10.
10.
So you have all failed that roll. You were aiming to beat an 11. You see as very quickly Marcus scans the group waiting for him. Gun raised, turns his gun, shoots the window of the bus... and starts to leap out of the bus.
Right.
And as that's happening, all of you feel a darkness descend on the bus. As in that moment, where two passengers were previously sat, are now stood, eyes dark.
We should be fighting some tourists.
Not the Canadians.
The Canadians have turned. And you see they are shifting and their bodies convulsing. And it is now your turn.
Elizabeth.
He's gone out the window?
He's gone out the window at this point. He's not away, but he's out the window.
Grab that boy, bring him back in the bus.
You guys can decide what order in which you go.
My instinct is to go after him.
I want him on the bus because it's better toyetically to have us all in the
same
zone.
Tough to get him back on the bus, I feel.
I feel like Liz can jump out, grab him by the back of the collar and pull him in.
I mean, if I did use my quick reflexes, could I grab him while he's leaping and try and wrench him back in?
Yeah, I tell you what, roll me...
Yeah, that's our best chance to keep him on the bus. Yeah.
Or a melee, one or the other.
Melee. 11. Oh, I also have +2 unarmed combat, so if you'll let me have that.
Oh, yeah.
So, 13.
He's leaping out the window, and his legs are out, but his head is... He kind of like... You know how monkeys... run with their...
He's doing a parkour.
His legs are out. His torso's still in. You reach out and you grab him by the collar, and with your supernatural strength are able to wrench him back. He is still partly out and could get free, but you've secured him for now.
In a flash, I go from, like, the entranceway of the bus to, like, 3 rows in. Oh, no, you don't. Declan, what's happening?
Preternatural speed.
One might say.
This shit that I'm looking at right now that's happening to these Canadian folks, what is it?
roll me lore or an awareness.
I'm going to go with lore. 10, 11.
Yeah, absolutely. They're being possessed. And not only are they being possessed, they're being possessed by Fae.
Okay, right. So this isn't an undead or anything like that.
No,
okay.
Their bodies are being remotely controlled.
Yeah, Declan is gonna... My move is gonna be, once you've dragged him back on board the bus, I'm assuming you sort of dragged him past me.
No, he's still half out the window.
Still half out the window. You're holding on to him. I'm gonna move forward, so I'm kind of between the Canadians and everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
Shall we call them the Fainadians?
No. I can call them Kefadians, if you like. Declan reaches into a pocket, closes his palm around the second coin, feels the magic, like, surge back into his body, and I'm going to create a ward against evil between these creatures and myself and my friends.
Amazing.
But it's a Fae variant, so it will ward off the Fae rather than the undead or ghosts. They have to spend a d6 of will to get through it. He sort of draws the beginnings of a circle in the air with his hands, and you see, like, faint sort of grayish silvery concentric rings appear, and then he's going to slam that down onto the, like, floor of the bus, and there's a little burst of magic. I guess you guys can see the ward, but obviously
I'm busy struggling right
regular
now.
Regular human people can't.
Come on, man!
You see that as that's happening, as the magic is being cast, what you see on Marcus's face is he kind of is wrestling and trying to get away from you, and you see he turns and sees the magic being cast and looks in absolute shock, confusion, and horror, and starts wrestling first.
Oh, come on! Declan!
He didn't know...
I mean, he thinks I've got my magic back. I don't, but he thinks I do.
He thinks you do.
I guess that's my action. I'll stay where I am. If it looks like Mags is having trouble with this normal human man, then I'll step in.
I really want to emphasize, I have said this before, but Mags is not a big woman, and I really feel that that's visually important here.
Yes. Yeah, tiny, tiny woman.
Just hanging on to this big dude. Yeah. So I'll stay where I am, and I guess I'll say, as Mags is kind of yelling out, they're being possessed! I think they're Fae! Monty, if you've got anything, do it!
Monty steps forward and pulls the deck of cards from his back pocket. He starts moving them from hand to hand, and he looks at the Canadians and says, and he says, you ready to dance? Because I'm going to start a shuffle. And then he begins flicking cards across the bus and through the ward. And I'm gonna curse a bitch.
Ooh, yeah, you are. Go for it.
Cool beans. Law versus conviction.
Go for it.
Tiny dice.
10.
You do it. You absolutely do it.
Okay, and that is 6 points to Will.
Woofty boofty. That's the biggest spicy meatball.
So I begin the shuffle and I flick cards, and it's like they take two curving paths around the bus and basically intersect on the Canadian, and they give him a sick fade and just...
Oh my God. They didn't get on this bus expecting a haircut.
No. And they get... it's like the cards disappear with a flash of, like, lime green light, as they slick into them. Yeah, because I'm wearing the lime green tracksuit. Well done.
Yeah, stealth.
All my magic matches my apparel at the time.
Oh, I know, I believe you.
And it's just like, doosh, 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 doosh. And they look like they're having a bad time.
We don't need sound effects put in.
I feel like that's just Monty makes those noises while he fires the cards out.
For
sure. Yeah. Okay, that is the end of your guys' turns.
Yes.
Next up is going to be the baddies. Liz, could I get you to make an athletics, please?
Yes. 10.
10. Yeah, you're able to hold on to the guy, but you do see that he's trying to maneuver his gun around.
Ugh! Get in the bus!
He is aiming his gun, trying to shoot you in the arm, Mags. Yeah. Could I please get you to roll athletics for me to avoid this shooting?
Yes, and I get a +2 defense in combat.
Yes, and he gets a -1 because he is being held by you and at an awkward angle.
10.
Yeah, you absolutely... He fires his gun and it ping into the floor of the bus, but it does miss you.
There are people on this bus!
Fuck you!
I look around to all the, like, possessed people.
It's only blanks. No problems.
People are for sure, like, running at this point, right?
Yeah, at this point, I think everyone was kind of holding off for a second until this happened. I think everyone was like, oh, is this part of the spectacle? And now...
When he shot the fucking window out?
Yeah.
Could have been good staging.
Yeah, there was like as the window got shot and he ran, but now as the gun's being fired, everyone's like, okay, this is fucked. One of the Canadians is going to spend a point of will to try and get close to specifically you, Declan.
Cool.
And is going to attempt to reach out and put their hand on your temple.
Don't love that.
Could you please roll lore?
Lore? Okay.
Well, it's going to be, you know, lore.
Ooh.
That's a beefy baby.
That's a 14, Zach. That's double sixes plus 2.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm sorry. No, that was to defend against.
Oh, wow. To defend against that. Oh, amazing.
To defend against. So you are able to quickly duck out of the way of this attack as they're clearly attempting to enchant you in some way, but you're not.
Still got a little bit of the residual coin magic there.
It just zaps you off. And the other is... Oh,
I've not been zapped off in years. Sorry.
The second Canadian looks around, clearly searching for something, looks up in the corner and spies a CCTV camera and twists their hand, and you see that the screen that normally shows the CCTV feed cuts to static.
Probably the best.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
That is the end of the enemy's turn. What are you guys doing?
I see the tourist starting to flee off the bus. I think the first thing Mags does is looks up and shouts, "Everyone off the bus!" And what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try and disarm him, disarm the gun.
Yep.
I want to be very clear about what I'm doing. Normally, if you were disarming a gun, you would try and point it away from you or get at it on the side. I'm going to put my body in front of the gun because I do not want him shooting my friends. I do not want him shooting any people on the bus. So I'm going to basically cover the gun with my body and try and wrench it out of his hand.
Roll me melee.
10.
It meets it.
I mean, I'm happy to struggle.
I'll tell you what happens with a meets it. I'll give you a bargain here. You may either maintain the struggle as it currently is, or you can block the gun, but let him go.
Maintain the struggle.
Okay. You are unsuccessful in blocking the gun, and he stays in place, pointing the gun relatively wildly. What are you two up to?
I'm gonna try and help with my little feebly wizard boy body.
Okay.
And I'm going to do that because he's being held at the top half by Mags.
Correct.
And his bottom half is out a window, essentially. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, ride that motherfucker like a cowboy. That's my intention, is to jump on top of him and then cast a spell at the Canadians. I'm just going to add my body weight to the experience, if that's cool.
Nice.
Okay. could you roll me athletics?
Sure.
To get on there.
I have no points in athletics, but you know what? Will it matter?
What do you mean, will it matter? What'd you get?
An 8.
An 8. You successfully get on top of him.
Yeah, I jump on that boy and I use one hand to grab him by the collar and I'm like, Mags, if you had some sort of special power thing you were gonna do, now might be an ideal time. And I with the one hand, I flip the cards into the air like I'm gonna do a 52 card shuffle, but instead they turn into like a one flat moving train of cards that then sink themselves into the Canadian, which has left the ward.
The one that's attacking me.
Yes.
Okay, roll me your check for that.
Cool. Is this one I've already hit?
No.
Okay, cool. I'm going to spend a point of will to do an extra big boy bad smackety smackety if this all goes well.
Do you mean you're going to spend a point of will to do endurance damage rather than will damage?
No, I have enhanced curse, bitch.
So what does that mean?
It means I get to add 1d6 extra damage, so it's 2d6 plus thing.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's lore, so will a 10 hit?
Yes, a 10 will absolutely
Fab.
Hit.
It's 5 damage.
5 damage, amazing.
It's fuck all.
It is fuck all. This guy... this Canadian...
I'm enjoying Canadian as a pejorative. Very enjoyable.
This Canadian, she's a kind of a tall woman with long, dark hair and kind of bronze skin. She takes the damage and then rounds on you, snarling, and you see for a moment a flicker of the fey behind the mask, and it's this horrifying, like, grotesque imitation of what a human being is meant to look like, snarling at you. You've not done enough damage to take them down yet.
Cool. As it turns towards Monty, Declan's hand is going to drop back into his pocket on the left, come out with the knuckle duster that is not warded, and as it's turned away to look at Monty, just to cross like right into this thing's face with my magical knuckle dusters.
Incredible. Could you please roll me whatever it is that that does?
So melee, so that's plus 3 for the base stat, and I have unarmed combat, so that's another plus 2. So it's plus 5 total,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that sounds right. Against melee.
13 to hit.
13 hits.
Woo!
Woo! Roll me damage, please.
Yes. 5 points of I believe it would be endurance.
Correct.
It's
slapsies.
Yeah.
5 points of endurance damage. Not looking good as you wallop them across the face. You see already this bright red bruise start to appear on this woman's face.
Yeah.
You think her jaw might be broken.
And yeah. I do it again.
Next up is the baddies. Okay, this fae is going to take the will damage to continue existing outside the ward. Pip, could you tell me how much will damage they take this round?
That's a 6.
Yeah.
How does your ward destroy one of the fae?
This is the one that
this
I've just hit.
This is the one that is just hit.
I mean, they're being possessed, right?
Sorry. How does this ward burn the fae out of the human?
I think that in order to be inside the ward, there's an effort of sort of pushing into it, and then as they push into it, they're kind of surrounded by the same kind of silvery grayish kind of magical dust that has sort of appeared whenever Declan's cast a spell. And I think that like flares bright and the fae part screams and it's kind of evaporated out of the person. At which point I imagine a Canadian woman with a broken jaw kind of collapses to the ground.
You see this woman's eyes return to normal. She looks at you, screams absolutely petrified, and passes out in front of you. Seeing this, you see the fae that just disabled the CCTV camera turn to you, scream, and then exit the body and disappear.
Yeah, get fucked!
And you are left with only Marcus Wesley struggling against you with a gun out, to be fair. Could you roll me one last melee check? I know it's his turn. But let's see if you can roll me a melee check to disarm him again.
10.
Yeah. How do you take the gun from him?
I think he's kind of halfway out the window. Monty's on him. I'm in front of him holding his arm really firmly. I just raise it up and slam it down really hard on a seat back.
Ah! Fuck.
Come on, man. You've lost. Just stop. Please.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
You see he struggles for a second, trying to get free.
I yoink him through the window really hard.
You pull him Yeehaw. Through the window.
Yes! Monty just crashes to the ground. Whee! Sorry, Monty, I'm sorry.
Monty gives a thumbs up.
Tumbles away, covered in broken, like covered in glass cuts. It's like, nice one.
The bus is in shambles, ruins. People are streaming down the stairs of the bus, attempting to flee out the middle doors. You hear sirens in the distance, and you have a still conscious Chief Inspector Marcus Wesley with you.
They're coming for me, mate. Better fuck off back to wherever you came from.
Declan?
Declan is, crouched down over the woman that he just knocked out, trying to make sure she's okay.
I'll do that. You hit the shit out of him.
Yeah, I guess. I'm reaching down and, looking at my one point in medicine and going, I'll do so. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Monty has magical healing. I'm like, Monty, make sure she's all right.
Guys, I think we need to go.
Great. Grab Marcus by, the lapels, yank him up, push him against the wall. The thing is his hand injured from where Mags, slammed it down?
Yeah, he looks, his arm is broken.
His arm's broken. Yeah. Oh, that's fucking handy. I'm going to grab his shoulder and I'm going to grab his wrist. Just firmly, I don't twist, I don't do anything. And I go,
hey, you're coming with us.
And I'm going to just start. I have a man's broken arm in my hands.
Yeah.
I feel like he's coming with me, whether or not he wants to.
I would love a taunt.
Great. I have nothing in that. That's a 4.
He absolutely does not agree to come with
okay.
you.
Okay, twist.
Oh, fuck! Fuck you, Declan! Ian, you begin to drag him out of the bus.
To the van.
to the van.
That's where I'm going. That's what I'm doing.
I help Monty up out of the puddle of glass.
No,
Could you please roll me a medicine or your magical healing to see if this woman is all right?
It's 15.
She's better than before.
Oh, she's so steep now.
How do you mend this woman's broken jaw?
I walk over to her and I'm like, watch her. And I give her a little facey tap and I say, thanks for enjoying the show. And I fix her face. And I say, you got free entrance to Tower of London all week. And then I jump out.
Yeah, also, you didn't fucking see me. She won't remember your face anyway.
She won't remember me at all.
Yep.
Still holding Marcus's by the broken arm. Let go with one hand, open the slide door on the side of the van, shove him in, get in the back with him.
I'm at the wheel. Yeah,
I'm just sitting down and I'm just sat down next to him with one hand on the shoulder, one hand on the wrist.
You know they can fucking find me, mate.
Don't need to keep you forever.
I slap on the baddest SoundCloud rapper track I have, and I peel out like a motherfucker.
I do up my seatbelt and Monty's seatbelt.
Yeah.
Safety first.
You peel away. Where are you headed?
I think I'm headed to the estate. Like, oof. If in doubt, I go home, you know?
Yep. Okay, yep. Excellent. We are headed towards the Whitechapel estate. Are you doing anything in the car, or are we waiting until we get to the estate?
I'll talk to him in the back of the van. If we want to start doing it here, like I'll chat to him in the back of the van.
You do hear sirens in the distance. They never quite seem to go away.
That's okay. I'm sure he's got a tracker or some shit on him. I'm hoping that we deal with him before we get to the estate, and then we can just fucking throw him out.
That's fair. Okay, Monty's driving. Declan's in the back. Where's Mags?
Shotgun.
Okay.
Mags needs to be shotgun just in case Monty, like, inevitably, you know, turns around.
Let's go over the wheel
to put some sunglasses on. Yeah. Fully reaches into back to get, like, a different jacket or something.
Yeah.
Someone's got to operate the brakes.
My hand is always constantly floating over, like, the emergency brake. Yeah.
The handbrake,
yeah.
Okay. You are in the back with Chief Inspector Marcus Wesley, broken arm, in a lot of pain right now. What are you doing?
Can I say, get him, Deckers, and can I bless him with a +2?
You may absolutely bless him with a +2.
See, the bless, I imagine you say, get him, Deckers, just like push a playing card into his forehead just for a moment.
Flick it back over your shoulder.
Yeah.
All right, Marcus. Guess what this is about.
I don't fucking know.
All right, you do, because you ran. And you ran specifically when you heard it was me. So you know this is about the Waldron case, right? You're the presiding officer. When she died.
He spits on you. Fuck off.
Okay. Little jerk of the arm.
Fuck. I can't tell you anything.
I think you can.
I think you know better than anyone why I can't fucking do that.
So, what? You're in her pocket?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. You and how many others?
Enough.
Okay, what's she up to? You can tell me that.
If I fucking knew, mate, do you think I'd be here?
I don't know.
Fucking middle management, mate.
You've done very well for yourself.
Yeah, because I kept my nose out, shit.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Okay, I'm going to start hurting you now. And I'd like to know what your involvement is, why you covered up, what you covered up, and get the phone out. Scroll through Flora's portfolio of all the pictures that they sent me and all the texts in the last episode. And what all of these are about, because these are very interesting.
Roll me empathy.
Yeah, I'm being real empathetic right now.
No, but it's not reading people, isn't it?
I know. It's just threatening.
Just a casual threat of violence.
Just a casual threat of violence. Investigator might be more relevant. Yeah, plus your bonus to empathy tests to tell when someone is lying or hiding something.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
4, 5, 6... +5, 11.
Excellent. He hasn't lied to you at any point during this conversation, being very truthful. When he sees those photos, You can see across his face comes this, oh fuck, what have I, like he missed something, like shit.
Okay.
Like he didn't know those existed.
Great.
He then, under threat of further violence, just says, fucking dead, right? That's enough, that's it. She's just fucking dead.
Oh.
We fucking shot her, didn't we? Threatened us, and they fucking shot her, right?
Who?
Fucking P Division, mate.
Who?
Who what?
Who shot her?
It was a whole fucking squad. We was in the catacomb club, and look, I saw it myself. I was on the case. I don't know, she stole some fucking artifact or something, and she was fucking full of magic, mate, and it was frightening, all right? It was frightening. And they shot her and put her down, because it wasn't, she would have killed us otherwise.
Okay. So, Flora Waldron stole an artifact from Queen of Hyde Park, you reckon? Something fae?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
She came at P Division officer.
We came looking for her, but...
Armed?
Yeah. Yeah, she was a threat.
And you gunned her down?
Yeah, we're threatened.
You know what? This is very like my experience of the police, isn't it?
For once, Monty, we agree. Okay. That's all good to know. But I can't help but feel there's more you could tell me.
I don't know anything else. That's all I got.
Mags turns up the radio.
I'm stoked.
Cool. Do you want me to make a roll on this, or do you just want to like cut to an outside view of the van and we just hear some screaming?
It's in a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah, I'll have two Happy Meals in it. Yeah.
I would like you to make me a roll of this.
Cool.
And you've got that +2 blessing.
I do. For torch. What do you want me to roll? What do you roll to hurt a helpless person?
Taunt.
Okay.
You don't have to torture him.
I do.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, this doesn't have to be played as physical violence. You could
threaten
him in other ways.
I realize that. All right, Mags turns the radio up, and I lean in real close. Keep one hand on the shoulder, keep one hand on the wrist.
Do you know where we are going, Marcus?
No.
You're going to see Nana Barker.
Blood drains out of this man's face.
Do you know that kid you're firing your gun off around just now?
Yeah.
That's her grandson.
Fuck, you can't do this, mate. You can't fucking do this.
You want to be a fucking bird? I hear the Tower of London is fucking lovely this time of year.
Don't fucking get me.
And every time of year, because that's where you'll be for the rest of your fucking life.
She killed Armin.
One more time?
She killed Armin. She killed the fucking Duke of Kensington.
How?
I don't know. I did not ask. But she killed I'm trying to cover it up. Fake, real fucking scared when we found her. She killed the Duke of Kensington, what killed her brother. Don't send me to her. Please.
So, she killed Armin, Duke of Kensington.
Yeah.
Somehow. Because of this artifact that she had, right?
Where
is it?
That's the fucking thing. Couldn't find it.
What, it wasn't fucking honor when your squad shot it to pieces?
No, that's the thing we thought it was. And it wasn't. The Fae went in looking for it after we killed her. They went looking for something. They looked real fucking scared.
What, so they don't know where it is either?
They don't know where it is.
So you're looking for it. They're looking for it.
Well, I don't know. I just do what I'm told. And I've not been looking for anything. But they've been moving shit around. All different vaults around the city. It's where I was going. I was going to go hard out. It's in the Old Bailey. That's all I know. They're just moving shit around. That's all I know.
All right.
Artifacts. Shit. I don't know what it is. I don't ask.
Sure.
If I ask,
You wouldn't be where you are right now.
Oh, fucking hell.
No. Do you like where you are right now?
Not particularly.
No, I didn't think so.
We can fix that! And I pressed the open back door button.
I was hoping you were going to do that.
You've auspiciously installed in this van.
It's a clapper. You just go, and the back door's open.
Can I say, as Monty does that, I just put a kind of gentle hand on his arm and look at him to basically indicate that maybe we should heal this guy before he goes.
I guess if there's any sort of communication in this moment where you're like, maybe we should do that, I kind of look at Monty and go,
I mean, at least slow down.
I drop 1 point of healing into this bad boy.
You see his arm sets, but is still severely injured.
I stand him up and just face to face with him. I go,
so, what are you going to tell them? Who did you see?
They fucking saw you too. So if I lie, that's me dead.
All right. Worth a shot. Tuck and roll, and I kick him in the chest.
Excellent.
Yeah!
Declan, as he ducks and rolls, you feel this... And in your pocket is a weight that wasn't there before. And 3 more coins have appeared.
Uh-oh.
You have
Gift
done
for Daddy.
Well.
As I've said already, I think, on this podcast, I'm sure my addictive personality will deal with this very well.
And that is where we are going to end today's episode.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah!
If I could get everyone from Liz counterclockwise to let me know where they can be found on the internet and those sorts of things.
I've been Liz Campbell. You can find me on the internet at Liz X Campbell on socials. That's Liz, the letter X, Campbell.
Hi, I'm Pip Gladwin. You can find me at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter, or check out or lots of other stuff on the Realms of Peril and Glory channel that you're currently listening to. You can find me on Rusty Quill's Chapter of Multiverse or Victoriosity Season 3, because I'm definitely in that.
You heard it here first.
No, I actually don't know yet.
You might
cut this out.
I might cut it out.
I'm feeling confident.
And I've been Naomi. You can find me at Naomi Thinkser all over the internet, and you can find my show at The Kilda. The Secret of St. Kilda is very much like this. Lighthearted, chill, fun times.
She lies. I've been your Game Master, Zachary Fortescum. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at ZachFG. That's ZACKFG. I also produce Ox Venture, which might have a different YouTube handle by the time this comes out. We'll see. I don't know.
I'm professional.
It's a time of change.
Google Ox Venture, and I'm sure you'll find it. It's a really good show from the folks at Outside Xbox and Outside Extra. You can support the show by going to patreon.com/lightandtragic. Still the absolute best way to support us. You get bonus shows, ad-free listening, and a heck of a lot more.
But the second best way to support the show is to just send McDonald's to us.
Just nuggies.
Individually stamped.
We haven't talked about nuggies yet in this mystery, and I'm waiting for the moment. I may start us next time
next,
in a McDonald's.
Next episode, like we're hiding out from the police in a McDonald's drive-thru. Yeah, for
straight
sure.
Up. Yes, Patreon's still the best way to support us. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at RealmsPod. That's RealmsPod. You can click the link in the podcast description for some cool merch. Maybe there's a cool thing that says a slogan about Monty.
I'm really gunning for a well-steep t-shirt.
And you never know, you might just get it. And that's all I got for you. So thank you so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Kisses for the audience.
It's really
you can do some, Zach. You can do some.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.